Welcome to the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance on important news and events taking place at the Nebraska State Capitol during the legislative session. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Day 48 of a 60-day session has just completed. Nate Gross, Policy Director of NFA, joins me today. Nate, what a whirlwind week down at the Capitol.
It sure has been. There is so much going on. We're staying busy, but it's such a privilege to get to be an advocate at the state capitol for the issues that people really care about and are passionate about, and we want to make sure that those values are represented every day.
Well, on Wednesday, state senators advanced LB 1132. This is for the expungement of records for sex trafficked victims. Nate, this is substantial, isn't it?
This is a critical piece of legislation to help support victims of human trafficking so that those victims can have their records sealed and criminal charges expunged if those charges came as a result of them being trafficked, such as prostitution or drug charges. And this will really help them get out of the cycle of prostitution or human trafficking, hopefully find employment and really gain control of their life and get back on their feet.
This is a great advancement. In other developments, Wednesday night, Nebraska senators failed to advance the state budget bill LB 944 to the next round of debate after a filibuster related to the Title X provision. Nate, this really reveals where state senators stand.
Karen, this was historic and unprecedented. Budget bills rarely ever need a cloture vote because they're being filibustered, and they never fail to advance. But that is exactly what happened this week. The message was very clear. There is a minority of state senators who are willing to risk shutting down the government and not passing a state budget, which is their one constitutional requirement, because they are so committed to sending taxpayer dollars to abortion clinics. We are supporting the Title X language. It needs to remain in the budget, and senators must pass this budget with that provision intact.
The budget will be coming back, so we encourage our listeners to go to NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org and contact your senator.
Thanks for listening to the Capitol Buzz, brought to you by Nebraska Family Alliance and the generosity of this radio station. For more information on issues impacting you and your family, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org or call 1-888-777-5188. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues impacting your family, freedom, and life.